It's day 179.
In a world of delicious calories, an unstoppable onslaught of advertising and misinformation at every turn.
Even by those that are trying to claim they care about your health.
One man faces the ultimate battle. This is hashtag 365.
That's right, and the countdown to the halfway point continues. It is nearly upon us, I can't believe it. Halfway through this journey, that's absolutely crazy. This week has been a lot better, and I'm absolutely convinced. The reason that is because I've got the journey front of my mind. Looking back at some of the realizations I've had over the past 6 months, and making sure they play part of my day-to-day life on this hashtag 365 journey, and beyond it, of course. It's not just about this year, it's about how I continue throughout the rest of my life. Now, one of my realizations was that I used to eat so fast. At the time, it was that I ate so fast. And this is something that I think a lot of people that are overweight do. When you've got like a kind of addiction to something, have you found yourself like stuffing food down your mouth? Maybe you get a pizza from like Domino's or something, and before you even really know what's happening, you've eaten half of it. It's just gone bang like that. You've just stuffed it away. Haven't even really tasted it. I was talking on the podcast the other day about how I had some like jelly sweets in my cupboard, and as I was going upstairs to get ready for bed, before I went upstairs, I went into the kitchen and just grabbed a handful and just stuffed them down my face, probably about 15 of them. For no reason at all. Completely my chimp just taking over. Eating so fast. And you know, often when I sit down for a meal, I'll have cleared my plate before my wife's even a quarter of the way through. And the reason I've called it, I used to eat so fast, was because I've been so careful and so mindful to try and really pull back at the speed that I eat. And you know what? It's having such a massive difference. My wife's even noticed it. We had this like takeaway curry the other night, and I kept putting my knife and fork. It was so delicious. I didn't want to just like wolf it down. Do you know what I mean? So I kept putting my knife and fork down and then sitting back for a bit, savoring the flavors, chewing it, maybe having a bit of a conversation or having a glass of water, whatever it was. And then I'd go back in and have some more. And my wife even said to me, she was like, Alex, you're eating so much slower. It's amazing. And I was like, I know, I actually feel like in control of it. I feel like it's a mindful exercise rather than just something that I'm mindlessly doing. And that comparison between mindful and mindless really is the difference between succeeding or failing on this 365-day journey, I think. And that kind of is beautifully encapsulated by this idea of just watching how fast you eat. Slow it down, enjoy it. Be mindful of it, and things will be so much better. It's true. Not a big realization, but a very, very powerful one. And I'll see you tomorrow for day 180.